What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Hot Shot Wake Up. This is your weekly wildfire update. A lot of news coming out of New Mexico over the last couple days, specifically dealing with the Calf Canyon and Hermit's Peak fire that took place about 2 years ago now down in Las Vegas, New Mexico. If we all remember, there was the Hermit's Peak fire that started after a prescribed burn, and then the Calf Canyon fire that started after a pile burn basically was not attended to, and that started what then became the largest fire in New Mexico history after both of those fires merged and, quite frankly, Armageddon ripped across northern New Mexico. So I've been talking about and covering the FEMA recovery effort that was taking place down there and how that was being botched. And I was talking about this a year ago, and saying, you know, we've seen this plenty of times with FEMA and other organizations where they just can't get the work done that has, in this case, was law and mandated by the government, being that $4 billion was set aside for the relief effort for the Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire. As of less than a year ago, it was like 1% of that $4 billion had been handed out. And on top of that, they put a two-year limit on how long it was that you could file a claim. And now that's quickly approaching. And in the meantime, in January, the gal who was in charge of that entire program resigned after a lot of mistakes were found in how they covered it. And not only that, they copied and pasted the claims rights or what it would take to file for a claim for that fire from a different fire that took place back in 2000. And we've seen a lot of copying and pasting going on with these agencies, specifically with wildfire-related agencies. If you look back at what was going on with the reclassification of wildland firefighters, they had to redo that after spending all sorts of money because someone who was in charge of that program copied and pasted job descriptions from something that was years and years and years old. They didn't make any changes, and that just became a botched job as well. So we'll cover that. They still haven't replaced the FEMA director who's in charge of the Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak response. And now, of course, all the lawyers are getting involved because they're saying you've delayed it so long that people are reaching that two-year limit to file a claim, and your organization hasn't even figured out how you're going to dole that money out yet. There was a big meeting down there over this last week. A bunch of people from D.C. came down. A bunch of senators and representatives from New Mexico came out and were basically on an apology tour, saying, hey, we're so sorry, blah, 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 blah. And then they showed a documentary of the fire after they apologized for not paying them out. So they're basically like, we don't have the money for you, but here's high-definition footage of your community burning to the ground. And now we just want to say we're sorry and we're working on it. Like, that is picture-perfect prolonging trauma in the community. Hey, we're super sorry. I know that the FEMA director resigned and we don't have your money. Here is flat screen TV surround sound footage of your community burning down. There's coffee and cookies in the lobby if you guys want any of that. It's just such a botch job. It's crazy. So there's tons of details on that. But before we get into that, what's going on around the nation with wildfires? Again, a lot of crews are coming on. California crews are getting their critical training done and pushing forward with that. Basically, all of the Southwest crews have been on, and they're out and they're busy. Jackson Hotshots down in Mississippi got their first tour. I think they went to the Chattahoochee National Forest to do some work down there. Valyermo Hotshots are getting their critical done and crushing out PT as well. California put out a new drought map, basically showing that there's no drought in the state at all. So Region 5 resources will probably get shuffled around quite a bit as the season starts to pick up. The Southwest area went to a preparedness level 2 during this week, and that's after a couple new starts, some of them outside of Flagstaff that we talked about on the last podcast. If you want to check that out, it's on Substack. It's the hotshotwakeup.substack.com. Everything I do is supported through those Substack subscriptions, so if you want to support this show, firefighter donations, giveaways, and just all the content that I put out, just go to the hotshotwakeup.substack.com, click on that subscribe button. I'm ad-free and sponsorship-free and 100% community-supported, so thank you to everybody who does support that. Nationally, it's still, you know, fairly slow is what you could call it. Oklahoma had a bunch of fires, but they're containing all of those. North Dakota had a fire called the Twisted Arrow Fire on BIA land. It was on the Totem Agency. 1,400 acres, so a grass fire that just ripped outside of Hamar, North Dakota. Missouri popped a couple smaller fires, but again, they're wrapping those up pretty quick. Kansas, of course, had a wild weekend a week ago. And again, we talked about that on the Substack podcast, but they had a prescribed burn that got out of control, burned down a house and burned thousands and thousands of acres. And they just have had extreme winds and very, very dry relative humidities to the point that it's just a tinderbox down there. They had the Blue River Fire, 5,000 acres, the Birkeland Fire, 8,300 acres, relatively cheap fires, all of them under $1 million. Florida has been pretty muted. They had a few fires, but they're nothing substantial. Those southern states, Mississippi, Alabama with a couple fires, North Carolina had a small little fire. But things are starting to pick up. Where I would watch this week, even today, Sunday, would be that Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Michigan, that upper peninsula of Michigan. All of them with fire restrictions, red flag warnings pushing through northern Minnesota today and probably into next week. And Wisconsin popped 35 fires yesterday. They brought on an incident management team for one of those. They're saying that these fires are spotting and have potential to really just grow into some large fires in those Northwoods states. So I keep an eye on that. And then also down in New Mexico, red flags all over the place. They had a fire outside of Ruidoso, New Mexico, a couple days ago. And it's looking like those areas are starting to dry out and really just set up for the start of the fire season here. Internationally, Mexico's on fire. They have extreme drought. Lots of large fires going on down there. There's people are running around starting those fires. Hardly any of them have been natural-caused fires. And the same thing is with Spain. This morning, a big fire popped off in Spain. And again, these are human-caused fires, and there haven't really been any natural starts of significance. And really, that would be lightning, would be your natural start. I did go to one fire that they called a friction fire, which no one really believed it was a thing, but it was in a place called the Book Cliffs of Utah, and that's down in southern Utah on the border where you see all these cave dwellings and the rock carvings that are famous in those areas. But the fire investigator came in and said that a sandstone rock struck another rock after falling off a cliff and started the fire. And, you know, hey, maybe it was dry. Maybe a spark caused that, but no one believed it. We all thought someone was back there backpacking or hiking and probably started that fire. But officially, it was found to be a friction fire, which I guess you would call a natural fire as well. But no surprise to see these fires growing in Mexico and Spain picking up, and we'll just see how that carries over. Up in Canada, widespread drought. Temperatures are warming back up after they had a brief respite from all of that. But your fuel moistures in Alberta, very, very dry. In British Columbia, very, very dry. In the Yukon, again, Northwest Territories, very dry. So it's only a matter of time for those places. All right, let's dive into the absolute mess that is continuing down in New Mexico. I'll start with the resignation of Angela Gladwell, who was put in charge of the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon Claims Office for these fires that were caused by Forest Service prescribed burns and pile burns. And it's just been nonstop failure, to be just straight up and honest, of how they've responded to all of this. And that being FEMA. Like I said, the Forest Service is on an apology tour right now down there because the anniversary is here. So back in January, Angela Gladwell was, they said she stepped down, but in government speak, she was told to resign. That's how that works. But it says the director of the federal office overseeing the nearly $4 billion in compensation for victims of a wildfire accidentally triggered by the Federal Forest Service is stepping down as part of what the agency describes as a restructuring of federal disaster response across the state. This is from sourcenewmexico.com. They've been covering this pretty well down there. But after nearly 2 years of not handing out any of the money, Angela Gladwell has finally stepped down. The big problem is they haven't replaced her yet. So we're going on 3 months, 3.5 months, and the program that didn't work has also not been working for another 3.5 months because they don't have anybody there. It says the move comes amid sustained criticism of the performance of the FEMA agency, and it says the office didn't pay its first claim until April, and through midsummer it had paid less than 1% of its allocation. About a year ago, I think I did two podcasts on the Substack about this, and by law, they were supposed to hand out $4 billion, and they didn't do that. And as it says, as we dig deeper into this, in that allocation of the $4 billion, they set a time limit of 2 years, but it's been botched so long that these people in the community who are trying to file claims to a now leaderless office are reaching that two-year expiration date, and they're like, you can't say that we can't file because you guys are the ones who are making it difficult to meet this deadline. And then, of course, you get the people who are saying, well, they just delayed it for 2 years so they don't have to spend the $4 billion, which you hope that's not the case. You hope that it's just your classic case of government ineptitude, but it just happens all the time. It's just a never-ending story. On top of that, it says FEMA faces two lawsuits over its decision not to pay for intangible losses, even though the state attorney general maintains it should. And it faces other lawsuits claiming it has missed payments and deadlines. Yes, it's missed all of the payments and all of the deadlines, basically. For some of the background, it says that Angela Gladwell, who led up this operation that failed miserably, is a longtime FEMA official who was tasked to create the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon Claims Office in late 2022. The office oversees compensation to victims of wildfires that were ignited accidentally early 2022 by the United States Forest Service. The blaze destroyed at least 430 homes and cost billions of dollars in damages and suppression costs. Deborah Martinez, who was the spokesperson for the office, said FEMA is launching a new effort to consolidate the recovery program into a single operation, including the claims office, and that Gladwell would transition to a new role within FEMA as part of that change. Now, I find these sorts of moves very interesting. If you look at the gal who was running the Santa Fe National Forest when these fires popped off, they removed her from her position, but in their words, they moved her to a detailed position. So they took her out of the role of forest supervisor after the Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire because the community was like, you got to fire this gal. So what did they do with her? They moved her to the office of the chief of the Forest Service in Washington, D.C. A lot of people would argue that it was a gigantic promotion, but the Forest Service put out a statement and was like, hey, no, this was already planned and she'll return back to the forest when the detailed position is up, which is kind of how these detailed position works. But lo and behold, she did not return and she's still in D.C. So then I read that Angela Gladwell, who was running the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon relief effort, stepped down, and then what happens? Does she lose her job or anything like that? No, she transitions to a new role within FEMA. I'm very curious where Angela Gladwell ended up. And don't get me wrong. I can understand and view it from the side of the people in FEMA and know that this is a daunting task and this is a very hard thing to accomplish. But it seems like endless failure. That's what it looks like. And I understand being given a task that's so monumental that you just struggle to complete it. But you were given $4 billion to hand out to the community. And as of recently, 1% of that had been handed out. It's increased a little bit since then. So I get it. This was a big ask, but you were given all of the resources you could ever want. You know? And people are always saying to themselves, what about all this government waste, And you'll hear the argument of, well, it's going to good stuff. $4 billion went to the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon people. Like, that's a lot of money, but it's not government waste. It's helping the community. And then 2 years later, you reach a deadline and none of the money's been given out. Like, it's very understandable why people are upset down there. Like, I get it. It says Martinez, who is the spokesperson for that relief office for FEMA, did not immediately respond to the request for comment on exactly why Gladwell was asked to leave, what the consolidation looks like, and only responded all of it's in the beginning stages of the change and that more information would be forthcoming. Gladwell and other claims office officials have never mentioned a plan to consolidate federal disaster recovery operations, even though they had given numerous public meetings since that office was created. So this kind of seems like a knee-jerk, hey, you got to get out of here and we got to create some changes. And it doesn't seem like it was long-term planned or like they had a what you would call a runway of how this program would be rolled out after Gladwell resigned. As of December 31st of just this last year, only $270 million of the $4 billion fund had been paid out. And then we get into the news from this week where they're on this apology tour down there because residents found out that their claims were so messed up and didn't make any sense because in the beginning process of this all, instead of doing the legwork and the paperwork that was needed, the agency just copied and pasted claim responsibilities from a fire in New Mexico from 2000. So they just opened up an old document and said, oh, this was New Mexico. And they copied and pasted the whole thing and then gave it to the residents and said, this is what you have to do. Well, guess what? Turns out the fires weren't the same, and it led to an even bigger mess. The one fire that happened down in New Mexico that was also an escape prescribed burn, it was a pile burn that escaped, was the Cerro Pelado fire that happened shortly after the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon, and that one's been kind of swept under the rug. But I wrote an article about it on Substack called The Cerro Pelado Fire, the Forest Service's Dirty Little Secret, which I put out before they claimed responsibility for that escape pile burn. And in that article, I explain, hey, there was a pile burn in this drainage that took place before the Cerro Pelado fire, blah, 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 blah. It was a massive article. People from all over different agencies were sending me emails being like, yeah, dude, that's what it is. They're trying to work on an announcement on how they're going to explain this to the public after Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon. And then about a month later, after I put my article out, the Forest Service came out and said, yep, there was a pile burn and it escaped. It was the Cerro Pelado fire. Sorry. And we're trying to figure out where we're going to go from here. So it's a bad run for New Mexico down there. And again, what happened to these officials? They got bumped up to the DC office and got new jobs. Which, if you've ever worked in the Forest Service or any agency in the government, that's kind of how it works. You don't get fired for doing a bad job. You get promoted. Now, about the copying and pasting, again, from Source New Mexico, it says more than 2.5 months after the head of the federal office overseeing the $4 billion in compensation for the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon stepped down, her replacement still hasn't been named. Okay, so she stepped down in January, and as of today, they still don't have a replacement for the relief effort office for FEMA down in New Mexico. It's crazy. They put out a statement, though, FEMA, saying that it's in the final stages of hiring of an operations director at the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon Claims Office, said Colt Hagmeyer, who's the Assistant Administrator for Recovery Directorate within the office, who's responsible for that. Angela Gladwell, like we talked about, stepped down in January in what FEMA described as a restructuring effort of federal disaster response across New Mexico. Man, this is where it gets crazy. Hagmeyer was speaking during a panel discussion at the Indigo Theater in Las Vegas, New Mexico, following a free screening of an unfinished version of a documentary about survivors' experiences called Mora is Burning, hosted by the advocacy group Coalition of Fire Fund and Fairness. Now, I understand they're trying to raise awareness about what happened at Hermit's Peak and Calf Canyon, but then to have the directors come down from all sorts of places. It wasn't just the FEMA folks who came down to chat about what happened during those fires, but the United States Forest Service Southwestern Regional Forester was there. The claims office director from FEMA was there, so big, big stuff. The secretary and state forester in New Mexico went. The EDD secretary from New Mexico went. State Representative Small, Sanchez, and Chatfield. Senators Campos and Woods. All of the Mora County commissioners. And they also sent out a congressional delegation to go talk about what happened down at Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon. So they show this documentary of their community burning down, and then all these people show up, and they're like, hey, sorry about that. We really apologize. In my opinion, that's like bringing injured vets into a screening of a documentary about how they got injured in war, and then having Pentagon officials and politicians come out and be like, hey, remember when you were maimed in battle? Hey, sorry about that. Oh, by the way, our relief efforts to help fund your medical bills, yeah, we still don't have a director for that, and we haven't really figured that out yet, so we're kind of sorry about that. But did you like the movie where we showed you how you lost everything? Oh, man. Crazy. It's crazy, people. U.S. Representative Teresa Legger Fernandez said on Saturday that FEMA must find a new director who knows New Mexico and who knows the uniqueness of our communities, and most importantly, who is dedicated to fully compensating those who lost so much as quickly and as painlessly as possible to the fullest amount of the law. And of course, it hasn't been quickly, and it's definitely not been painless. The big thing is this was a very, very poor rural community where timber was like their main industry. And not only that, that's how they heated their homes. They would sell firewood. That was part of it as well. And it all got burned up. And when they copied and pasted the claims rules, it basically excluded providing full recovery for people who lost their timber crop and lost their firewood business and things like that, because they didn't do the legwork needed to figure out what the community actually needed to recover. When asked if they're going to fulfill the mission that the senator had been asking about, the office responded, "We can commit to you that we are hiring someone who understands the mission in New Mexico." Pretty blanketed statement there. It says, in the 9 visits to the state and reading about the communities around the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, he said he's learned that people in the area do not have much reason to trust the federal government because history has not been kind to this part of the country. Yeah. Like, they don't trust you at all. There's zero trust left. Like, that was clear over a year ago. If you want to know how little trust there is down in these areas, when the Calf Canyon fire first started, there was a local who was driving a tractor around all the dirt roads and just running over all the pump equipment that firefighters had set up, just destroying it and like dragging pumps down a dirt road, honking the horn in the middle of the night, just destroying what everybody set up. Someone sent me the radio traffic of that night while they were setting up their camp, and all their radios were squawking, being like, someone's running over all of our pump equipment in Division Lima. Maybe we should get a police officer down here. There's no trust left in that community. They hate the federal government down there because they've been promised and promised and promised things for decades. And it seems like it's always botched. It continues saying, quote, I think it's important we hire someone who understands that history, understands the multiple cultural communities, and does not make the mistake that I did of assuming that Las Vegas and Los Alamos and Mora are all the same, because they're not. I've learned that, and I don't want to hire someone who doesn't already know that. Oh, man. It says, earlier in the night, Hagmeier acknowledged it was a mistake that under the interim rules governing how survivors could make claims to FEMA that were published in November of 2021, that the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon Claims Office restricted the amount paid for trees and other landscaping to 25% of the pre-fire value of the structure and lot. So they were basically going in and saying, we're going to give you 25% of what all of this was worth. Sorry. And why were they saying that? Because that was the rule they used in the 2000 fire, which was the Cerro Grande fire, that they decided just to go into a Word document and copy and paste it over to apply it to the worst, most destructive and expensive wildfire in New Mexico history. They're just like, yeah, we'll copy and paste it over. No one will notice. Hey, psst. Hey, psst. Hey, Angela Gladwell, just copy and paste it over and send it out. No one will notice. And then we can sit down here and eat our green chili burritos and suntan. And we'd have a pretty good gig for at least 3 years. All of our work's done. Just control copy, control paste. Shh, shh, no one will notice. It says that language that only compensated 25% of the property value was copied from the Cerro Grande Fire Assistance Act, which refers to a 2000 wildfire that burned in and around Los Alamos, New Mexico. That fire was also started by an escaped prescribed burn on federal land. Are you seeing why this community doesn't trust the feds down there? The Cerro Grande Fire, it says, affected a very different kind of community. One where many victims were wealthy, federal employees living in insured homes, and trees were most often used as landscaping and not for subsistence or income, as they are in the burn scar of Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon. I made a mistake, Hagmeier said. I assumed this would be similar to Cerro Grande, but it turns out it's nothing like Cerro Grande. Just copy and paste it. No one will notice. Shh. Are those margaritas almost done yet? Our per diem covered it. Shh, no one will notice. It says the final rules for the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon fire claims, which went into effect August 2023, have now since removed that 25% cap. Hagmeier then apologized for the fire and the challenges the survivors faced. Quote, I don't know if anyone has ever apologized to you, said Hagmeier. That's not true. There was an apology tour that was made when this happened. Hagmeier continued, quote, but I will tell you that I am sorry. I'm sorry about the fire. I'm sorry about the challenges you've faced. I'm sorry that things have taken so long as they have. When asked who they were going to hire, Hagemeyer responded, FEMA went through the standard recruitment process and anyone was free to apply. So Hagemeyer said, I made a mistake because I assumed everything was the same down here. Which, if you look deeply into the roots of a comment like that, it's like, bro, careful what you're saying there, man. But he said, hey, I need to find someone that understands New Mexico and understands that everything down here is not the same. And then they're like, cool, like what process did you go through to make sure that that happens? Did you go through any sort of special recruitment process or make the application New Mexico only? Or did you try to hire someone out of the communities? And the response was, nah, we just went through the standard recruitment process and anybody could have applied. Oh, man. That makes your apology seem disingenuous to me. So, again, I know that it's probably not a fun position to be in, which Hagemeyer has, and the position that Gladwell had. Probably not fun jobs. When you're not eating green chili burritos and slurping down margaritas, but you're slurping down margaritas because it's probably a stressful job, is what it comes down to. It says that oversight and management of the compensation program will still be based out of the FEMA headquarters in D.C. So they're not even operating out of New Mexico. It does say, however, that day-to-day operations will be based out of FEMA Region 6 office in Texas. Huh. All right. New Mexico Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales said during the panel that it's absolutely critical that we have a director that's named and we have a person who understands the stories, who understands New Mexicans, and understands the generations of livelihoods that were lost. If you don't fully grasp how devastating these escape prescribed fires were to New Mexico, it obliterated those communities, obliterated them. And then after the fire, the rains came for the monsoon season and it flooded everything out. And all the roads got blown out. All the water systems got blown out. All the culverts got blown out. And all of the precious topsoil that was left was washed away. Before they showed the screening of the documentary, former State Attorney General Hector Balderas appeared via Zoom call and said this isn't the first time the federal government has failed the people of New Mexico. Balderas, who was originally from Wagon Mound in Mora County, which is where these fires happened, listed DEA and FDA failures that led to opioid pills flooding into the state. The federal government, siding with Texas in a water rights case, and the EPA's failure to protect New Mexico rivers after the Gold King mine spill. Balderas said, quote, New Mexico has been successful in the past at recovering billions and billions of dollars. I have no doubt that we will have to enforce the law and protect our rights. This is not a place that we haven't been before. And again, that's why they have no trust in the systems that are being set up. Again, it was $4 billion. $4 billion that's just sitting there. Or is it? Right? Or is it? These are the types of questions I think that need to start being asked. Toby Dolan, who was down at this meeting and was one of the survivors, also spoke during the panel and said that he has seen neighbors die before they have been fully compensated for the fire. You know, like that's. Not only is that tragic, it just shows like, oh, we waited 2 years and now they're dead, so we don't have to pay them. It's dark. Like, it gets dark if you really just start thinking about it. It says, also on Monday, two law firms representing 2,434 Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon survivors announced that they have submitted documents to FEMA to preserve their clients' rights to recover damages. And this all leads into that two-year time frame. When the government said, hey, we have $4 billion by law that has to be handed out, they slapped on a two-year cutoff. Well, guess what? We've hit the two-year cutoff, and they don't even have a director to the relief fund. So now lawyers have to come in and sue and say, hey, we got to extend that deadline because it kind of seems like you guys set us up for failure. It is what it looks like. It says the $4 billion fund passed by Congress was meant to avoid lawsuits against FEMA. Well, that worked well, didn't it? However, the law firms say that they have no choice but to file these claims in court because the law requires people to make a claim to FEMA within 2 years. At this point, FEMA has only given out about 10% or less of that money. Quote, while we remain hopeful that FEMA will finally get its act together and begin processing claims in accordance with the Hermit's Peak Fire Assistance Act, we simply cannot allow the clock to expire on victims' abilities to recover damages through federal court systems. And that's from Brian Colon, a managing partner at Singleton Schreiber, which is a law firm. The law firm also filed lawsuits on behalf of Mora County, Las Vegas City Public Schools, Mora Independent School District, and the Mora San Miguel Electric Cooperative, who have all decided to sue FEMA. Antonio Roybal Mack, who's the founder and managing partner of Roybal Mack and Cordova, said the U.S. government failed the people of northern New Mexico when it put FEMA in charge of their recovery. Yup. FEMA has regularly violated people's rights to counsel and right to swift payment for losses. This filing preserves people's legal right to seek recourse if FEMA continues to disregard basic legal rights. Okay, so now just a brief look into the future. You have the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon survivors who are 2 years in, who have reached a 2-year claim deadline that was set by the $4 billion fund that was passed by the executive branch of our government. And not only did they not give the money out, it looks like they're just waiting out the community. So then my question is, what happens to that $4 billion if that's what they're doing? It's probably all going to go to the lawyers. It's probably all going to go to the lawyers. But then you look at what happened in Hawaii, and you look at Lahaina. FEMA has moved into that region now, and FEMA's like, okay, we'll set up our recovery and help people out. If you remember, the first move by FEMA in Lahaina was to give everybody $900. That's right. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Everyone got $900 whose home was completely and utterly destroyed. All of their businesses were lost. And what is it, 100 people now have been found dead as a result? And FEMA set up shop. They put a director in charge of the relief program, and they said, don't worry, Maui. Don't worry, Lahaina. We'll take care of all of the problems. We have a relief effort. My word of advice to the people in Lahaina, Hawaii, like, just don't look at what's happening in New Mexico, because it's not going to give you any hope. It's really going to make you feel sad if you look at how they have handled what took place in Las Vegas, New Mexico, Mora, and to the communities that were affected by Calf Canyon, Hermit's Peak. If you're the victims of the Cerro Pelado fire, which again, I reported about on Substack, that is basically nowhere in the news. Another prescribed burn that burned up a bunch of stuff down in New Mexico the same time of year. If you want to check that out or any of the other podcasts that I put out, there's multiple articles and podcasts on that Substack every single week available to subscribers. It's the hotshotwakeup.substack.com. I'm 100% community supported in everything that I do. No ads, no sponsorships. And to be completely honest, I would like a chainsaw sponsorship, because I'm giving away a chainsaw this week. And it'd be kind of nice if someone would kick a chainsaw. I've reached out to both Husky and Steel Chainsaws, but didn't get any sort of response. So it just is what it is. But if you want to support what I do, just go to the hotshotwakeup.substack.com and click on that subscribe button. Point being, the victims of the Cerro Pelado fire as well are probably not very happy to see what's been taking place down in Mora and Las Vegas, New Mexico with FEMA because it's clearly a massive failure. Angela Gladwell, who ran up the office, you know, it seems like she probably got a promotion. She was removed. She was asked to resign. And in classic fashion, they're like, why did she resign? And they're like, oh, we're doing a consolidation of relief effort offices in New Mexico. And they're like, cool, when's the new person going to be in charge because our claims are about to expire? And they're like, well, we're just going through the usual hiring process and anybody can apply and we'll just have to wait and see. We'll just have to wait and see. That's a problem too because there's government jobs that go unfilled for 2 years when they go through the normal hiring process. Moral of the story, there's a shit show going down in New Mexico. Pardon my language, but it is what it is. It's a massive failure. We're 2 years into it. And really all the victims got was a screening of their houses burning down in high definition on a flat screen. And officials telling them afterwards, we're sorry, but also we don't have relief funds for you yet. To me, that's just perpetuating trauma in a community. And that's a big, big, big problem. The fact of the matter and the truth is we're going to see something like this again this year. There's going to be a community, because it happens every single year, there's going to be a community that tragically gets wiped. And there'll be an investigation. FEMA will come in and we'll start the whole process over. My question is where does all the money go? Where does all the money go? In California, it went to the lawyers and to some nonprofit foundations. And a lot of it actually went to the power company, if you can believe that. But it's $2 billion there and $4 billion here and $5 billion in there and more billions down in Hawaii, billions down in Texas from this spring. But it seems like it's always the same story. The victims come out and they say, hey, we didn't get anything. And then government officials resign and people move on. They close up shop or move it to Texas or back to DC. And then they just go on to the next one. Also, a story I reported on the Substack about a year ago, actually it was last fall, was the fact that FEMA ran out of money last year. And they shut down handing out more money. The FEMA director came out and said, all of our funds have dried up. If there's a natural disaster, we won't be able to help anybody else. So again, I ask, if no one's getting paid out, $4 billion just in northern New Mexico, sitting there, or is it? And FEMA directors coming out and saying, hey, we're all out of money and we can't help people anymore. We're shutting down relief efforts. There's a big problem going on, folks. I don't have all the answers and the solutions, but it seems like it's just typical failures of government. It's the classic case of copy and paste, which we've seen before. The classic case of copy and paste, and nothing ever gets done. So that's your update on what's going down in New Mexico. It's crazy that this is still happening. It's probably going to be a big wildfire day this afternoon, so I'll try to keep people updated on that. I'm trying to get as much done as I can in my free time. Again, if you want to support what I do, just go to thehotshotwakeup.substack.com. Click on that subscribe button. It's not very much. You get this summer, it's going to be podcasts plus all of the fire updates, articles, and all of the fire information that I put out. Again, I'm ad-free, sponsorship-free. And if you want to support everything that I do, firefighter donations, giveaways, and access to all the archives, podcasts, and articles. It's thehotshotwakeup.substack.com. On that note, reach out to someone you haven't talked to in a while. Check in on your homies. See how they're doing. Get outside. Stretch. Exercise. Fresh air. Go listen to those birds chirp. Find yourself a river to go kick it by. If you're out on a fire, hell yeah. Back at it. Getting paid. Eat those quality calories if you can. Get the rest you need because you need that to recover. Stretch as you get up, but when you get up, you got to get it done.